Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Well, this was a very big news story indeed. I'm just reading it right now and I can't quite believe what I'm seeing, but all the way from overseas, chairman of hotel advisory firm HVS London, Russell Kett, has claimed, and I quote, that the breakfast buffet is likely to become a thing of the past, at least for the time being. Russell, you are a frequent writer, moderator, and speaker on the international hotel industry. How dare you speak such blasphemy?
I know, isn't it terrible?
This is one of the few joys in my otherwise miserable existence, and you're trying to take it away from me?
But don't worry. All I can say is you should still enjoy a wonderful breakfast wherever you're staying. It's just it's going to have to be presented to you in a slightly different way.
Well, like you're suggesting individual portioned buffets?
Well, I wouldn't say individual portion buffets, but you'll be able to choose from an array of options. And instead of going to a bar and choosing one item of this, three items of that, and doing it all for yourself, my suspicion is, in many locations, that'll be done for you.
Okay, almost like a restaurant arrangement, you're saying?
Well, I would say more like an a la carte version, and where you choose from a menu of options and that's brought to you, or indeed it's prepared for you and you then go and collect it from somewhere in the restaurant.
Now, Russell, let's strip it back a second. Why are you proposing this? What is the specific dangers associated with the traditional breakfast buffet as we know it?
Well, the concern that many guests and potential diners has is relating to their vision of how safe things are. So if you've got a whole load of spoons in a whole load of dishes, someone before you goes and picks up something with one of the spoons, they're worried that if they have some sort of ability to pass on the virus to you, that by then picking up that spoon, that could be transferred to you. So we want to make sure that the guests have absolutely no reason to be concerned. So all I'm saying, and all others are saying, is that you want to take away some of the potential risks that would otherwise be there and just make it a much more pleasant experience for everybody.
I completely understand that thinking, Russell, but as far as pleasance goes, just the actual ability to stand in front of a buffet and choose is such a part of the hotel experience. I'm still wondering whether there might be options which include, for example, you know, gloves or reusable or disposable spoons and things to take away those particular risk factors.
Well, if the hotel can afford to have enough staff, what they will do is have people, as it were, behind the servery, holding the spoon or whatever, and offering it to you. So as long as there are enough people employed, they can still take something off a buffet and put it on a plate for you. It's just that you won't be able to do it for yourself.
So a bit of a return to the sort of hot lunches that I enjoyed when I lived in England for a year at primary school.
I'm sure that will be a little less of the stodge and a little bit more of the enjoyable experience. But the principle is there. And all we're trying to do is to say, we've got to make guests feel comfortable. They've got to feel safe. And certainly in the short term, perhaps until a virus is developed or until this whole question of social distancing has been resolved, then we've just got to make it an easy win-win. So the customer gets what she or he wants. The hotel or the restaurant is able to deliver that safely and nobody's concerned.
You speak with authority and with a very reasonable position, Russell, and so I respect that immensely, but I do have to go a little deeper, if I may, just quickly. If you were to describe yourself as either a tepid baked bean, a lukewarm egg, or a questionable mushroom, which would it be?
Oh my goodness. I'm not quite sure what the real difference is behind the question, but of those three foods, the one I most associate with is an egg.
An egg? Nice.
Yep.
I describe myself probably as just, you know, I guess the little fruit salad that gets left behind at the end of the day. You know, full of hope and optimism, but not offering much.
I love fruit salad. Give me a fruit salad any day.
Russell, are you more of a continental breakfast man, you're saying?
I'll happily have not quite the equivalent of the full English, or if there is such a thing as a full Australian. But I'm very happy to have a cooked breakfast. I'm very happy to eat eggs with some vegetables or smoked salmon or something like that. That's what I really enjoy.
Well, I hope we can all continue to enjoy those sort of breakfasts, subject to the correct health precautions you've just outlined. Russell, we have kept you up in the UK tonight. I really thank you for your time and all the best.
It's a pleasure. Good luck.
Cheers. Russell Kett there, chairman of the hotel advisory firm HVS in London, warning us that the breakfast buffet, as we know it, may be a thing of the past.